totally should have gotten Lara that for her birthday. I know. Just saying, I didn't. Hello, it's the Rick Emerson of the radio program. It's 503-733-2970. I just did what I always do. I just punted. I just went to Pasta Works, and it was just like, give me some really expensive wine and some crap that goes with it. Thank you. Here you go. There you go. That's it. Nothing says I love you like booze. It's the Rick Emerson radio program. It's 503. I hope she's not listening. In Provo. It's 503-733-2970. Thank you for coming along. Is Scotty wearing something see-through today?
Scotty is wearing a slutty mesh, like, see-through shirt.
The idea that Scotty would even own slutty clothing. Is it like a jersey?
He's showing off himself like a common whore.
Maybe he's going shopping at Target later.
Scotty J, you're a goddamn whore. Here's Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth.
It's time for the Rick Emerson Noon News Hour from AM 970 Solid State Radio. And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Condoleezza Rice speaks.
She's been busy traveling constantly, and nobody really knows where she is at any given time. But she was stopped long enough to be on the Today Show today. She said that the president understands that Iraqis want to do more to make their country more secure.
A very fundamental part of this review has to be how to answer that call from the Iraqis to take more responsibility.
You just know she was in charge of hiding Dick Cheney's body, too. Like, there's somewhere she's in a cellar, like in the cask of Amontillado. She's just rolling Dick Cheney, like, behind a wall somewhere and bricking it up.
She says the recent U.S. elections sent messages to the administration, including the belief that change is needed in Iraq.
There were many messages in the elections, but we also understand that Iraq was the factor. The president recognizes, too, that we are at a stage in the policy toward Iraq where we do need to evaluate what adjustments we need
to
make.
Well, she has really mastered that tone of voice, that whole, like, I am acknowledging what you say, but I'm completely removing it from the conversation right now with the pleasant and fruity tone of voice that I have right now. I'm going to completely change the subject right now. That's exactly, she's completely mastered that. It's almost impressive.
Why is the back of my shirt soaking wet?
Oh, man, I did get coffee on you. I'm sorry.
I don't
sorry.
Really know the answer to that.
Well, because we're also...
sorry,
Tim.
That's a question. That's between you and your God, sir.
You need to have a mesh shirt to air out like Scotty J.
Yes, seriously.
Luckily, it isn't a see-through or a feel-through shirt.
Too bad you can't air out your back.
I thought I missed you.
Well, this is a conservative cloth shirt.
There's about a foot and a half behind, like, between Tim and the wall that
we
I'm just trying to
don't
maneuver.
Have all the room in the world in here.
Yeah. So you're trying to sidle into the hallway and you spilled coffee on Tim?
Wait, now I have to look, too.
Well, I'm drying it off.
No.
Well, it's a dark-colored shirt, so you really can't tell, but...
By the way, that is the second time I've spilled coffee today. I dumped an entire cup on my lap this morning.
You know, like, let's put it far away from everything. A great feeling is when you spill something on yourself, but then you look down and realize you're wearing dark clothing. That's a great, you know, when you realize you didn't wear white that day.
That's only on days you have to meet somebody important.
Totally. When it's like, I've done that, man. It's like I have two white shirts and button downs that I'll wear sometimes. And without fail, I walk in here, go to drink the coffee, bam, right on the front. So that's fantastic.
I'm sorry.
Maybe you and...
That's all right.
You and Scotty can, exchange clothing so you can, you can dry out your back.
I am a CBS newsman. I can't be wearing see-through clothing.
Really, no one here should be wearing see-through clothing.
I cannot believe he's wearing see-through clothing.
He's noting, I've worn it 1,000 times. Get off my back.
At least wear a shirt underneath it.
Are his nipples visible?
Well, you can see it's a very thin fabric, and it's a little bit breezy in here.
Let's all recoil at the same time. All right. Why is my back wet? Here's Tim Riley.
The first Muslim to be elected to the U.S. House has sparked controversy with his decision to take his oath of office on the Koran. He's Congressman-elect Keith Ellison. He sounds pretty white to me. From Minnesota, claims the Constitution gives him the right to use the Muslim holy book as he takes the oath on January 4th. So a lot of people are commenting on this, including new Black Panther Party chairman, who knew it was still around. This is Malik Zulu Shabazz. He says the...
I'm sorry?
Malik Zulu Shabazz. He says the Muslim religion and the Koran have long been a part of the U.S. government, although we haven't known that.
Islam has contributed a lot to America. In the middle of the Supreme Court...
this guy just sounds like a guy who could beat you senseless. Doesn't he? He sounds like a guy who can throw a serious punch.
Islam has contributed a lot to America. In the middle of the Supreme Court is, in the rotunda, is a statue of bust of the Prophet Muhammad.
That is pronounced how you think it is pronounced.
That American law and jurisprudence has for the revealer of the Quran.
The rotunda. He's a member of the Blake Panthers. All right.
Well, that's like Martha Stewart, an entire episode with Heidi Klum. She kept calling her Heidi Klum for an entire hour.
That's unfortunate.
That's awkward.
And she was not corrected.
No, because they're all terrified of her. Martha's saying it wrong. I know, don't say anything. But you know later that Martha beat somebody with a phone when she found out. Why didn't you tell me? Bam! A, it's not pronounced rotunda, I don't believe. B, who knew the Black Panthers were still around?
Yeah.
The Black Panthers, that's sort of like when you pick up the newspaper and you see that Iron Butterfly is coming to town. You're like, what? Hello? And you look at your watch to see what time and year it is. And thirdly, no, this is the best thing ever. I don't care who swears. You can swear your oath on a freaking Anne Rice novel. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. I only care because I'm going to Provo and it's something that I can see. The thing is, I don't like that. I won't fight with my mother-in-law, but I can't stop her and Lara from fighting. I told Lara just to ignore, just to let it roll off. Mom starts to pick a bunch of fights politically because they're just such, they're just so unbelievably right-wing. I mean, like, off the charts right wing. So I don't even argue with her. But Lara just cannot resist being drawn into it. But what I will do for my own amusement is inject this topic of a conversation into one of their arguments and see how it unfolds. I think it's great. I like things that just that cause discord and controversy and hatred. And this sounds like one of them.
A dead spy, contaminated jets, and a radioactive poison. They may seem like the elements of a plot to any new James Bond movie, but they're part of a real international mystery that's growing more complex as the days go along. While British investigations center on the poisoning death of a former Russian spy, another Russian has become ill. He's former Russian Prime Minister Yegor Gaidar, who fell ill last week.
I'm sorry.
Yegor Gaidar, who fell ill last week. He may have been poisoned as well.
My Gaidar is malfunctioning.
It is. Former director of the FBI and CIA Judge William Webster says officials surrounding the investigation can't give in to fear.
Fear is the name of the game right now. Fear doesn't cost very much money, but if it has public officials worried about their safety and the safety of their families, we'll find fewer people willing to take that chance, and other people will button up their lips and not speak what they believe to be the truth.
You could be poisoned by radioactivity thanks to the Russians on your next flight.
You're all going to die.
Button up your lips is a really unpleasant phrase.
The funny really is, I was going to note that this guy sounds like he's, even before he said, I was going to know, he sounds like he has long, droopy
fear
lips.
Fear is the name of the game right now. Fear doesn't cost very much money, but if it has public officials
I picture his two lips sort of blowing
family,
in the wind like a windsock.
Now
he's been smoking cigars in a panel room
and other
the old boys club.
Button up
totally.
Their lips and not speak what they
in my head, he
truth.
Looks just like Professor Farnsworth on the Futurama. All right. Now, is this... So the spy is dead.
Dead.
There's another guy or two other guys that are poisoned. And then...
Yes.
Now, is this related to the British thing where they found gamma radiation or whatever Bruce Banner
that
substance all over or something or other?
Yes, okay. It is.
So, basically, anybody who gets on a plane is going to die today.
Basically, yes.
Okay, fantastic. Just double check.
So, you are being warned.
Okay, just so you can... They bought the tickets. They knew what they were getting into.
Sky Harbor Airport in Phoenix is getting ready to test a controversial system that allows security screeners to see you naked. Every gory detail.
What?
Yes. This is called a backscatter. It's been around for a few years, but has not been used due to privacy concerns. But nobody cares anymore about anyone's privacy.
A backscatter?
A backscatter is this instrument's name.
Okay.
Federal officials plan to release more details about the technology sometime after they parade about 1,000 or two through it. Website says passengers chosen to go through the machine will have the option of choosing a normal pat-down search instead. It also claims images of those who are scanned will not be stored, printed, or transmitted,
sure,
except for Paris Hilton.
So it's a magic machine that removes your clothes so they can see
it's
you totally
magic.
Naked?
Yeah. They ordered it on the back of a Captain Marvel comic.
Yeah.
It's
So you can, they ordered that.
In the exciting world of tomorrow.
I was going to say the Venus flytrap and the 10-in-1 scope. They ordered that all at the same time. I saw a demonstration of this morning, actually, online. I was watching the news site, and they were showing it. Some woman, like, walks through, and suddenly there, hello, look at my bumps, you know, and it's a whole lot of, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
This isn't working in my head.
Don't go to Phoenix. It's, yes, stay away from Arizona. So there you go. Bruce,
this is like they connected at the hair thing. It's not making sense to me. So the machine makes the clothes go away.
Yes. Well, what do you think an X-ray does now?
I don't know. But why does the skin stay there? Why are you all naked?
Oh, they're not seeing your bones. They're seeing your under your clothes.
Your area. It's really...
Your Britney Spears-isms.
I'm just going to tape nickels to my entire body.
You're seeing your C-section.
Tape a bunch of random crap to yourself?
Totally. Or just like a big, like put a bunch of nickels, like F you, like in big, you know. Bruce Agler flew to Arizona. He's flying back. So the next time we speak to him, I'll have to ask him if they were instituting this sort of thing. No, X-ray technology is weird, man. It just, I don't even really understand how it works. And please don't, I'm not saying don't call, but I'm sure it's a long...
It's a magic machine.
Yeah, it's a drawn-out explanation that I couldn't possibly, you will never be able to make me understand it because I'm just dumb. But I'm not talking about the X-ray like when they X-ray your lungs or whatever. Like, I guess I've seen that, and I don't really know how that works either, but I guess I just sort of accept that it does. The thing that weirds me out is that X-ray machine where you put your bag through. And you, if you look at the screen, you can see, like, it goes through the bag, and, like, you can, you know, you can see everything. And I don't understand for the life of me. I'm with you. It's like, it's magic as far as I'm concerned.
It is.
Like, if you open up that box, there's going to be a small gnome inside with a wand, you know, going like, one tube of Revlon. I mean, there's just, that's it. I don't even have the vaguest idea how X-rays work.
And plus, if it's a, you know, machine that makes you look naked and it makes everything disappear but your naked body, couldn't you be hiding things anyway and they'd disappear in the X-ray? These are questions I have.
That's a really good point, Tim Riley. Do you know anything about this? So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If Sarah's wearing an overcoat.
Yes.
And she has, she's hiding a, you know, banana in her overcoat. And she goes through the X-ray machine. And the X-ray machine immediately removes the overcoat so they can see her all together. So they can
Wouldn't
see
they
her.
See her banana? Is that the question being asked here?
I suppose that depends.
You're blind tonight.
These are questions I can't answer, Tim.
Perhaps you could try the same thing this evening and come back with a report.
The question is, does it make the entire coat and all of its contents vanish? So in other words, does it just look like, I hate to say this, but it's just like you can see Sarah's body, but nothing else? In other words, does it remove the coat magically, thus everything in the coat is gone too?
Right.
Is it like one? I wonder if it's like one, and I'm asking you, really. Nobody knows.
You remember there used to be a toy and you would keep color forms and you would put different...
I was just going to say
that. Well, it's like color forms. You're removing the clothing and that's what it's a, like a color form.
It's like
machine.
That middle section of your biology book with the plastic pages where you could take off one layer of the human body, kind of like the visible man, take off epidermis.
All the way down
take
the intestines.
Off blood vessels. So my question is, does it just take off the clothing layer, period, altogether?
I guess there's a separate button to see something else.
And what is that crap where they say that you can either... You can either be X-rayed and have your Johnson looked at by some minimum wage mouth breather, or you can take what they refer to as a normal pat down. When is the last time you went through an airport and they just normally patted you all over? They normally pat you over if, like, you whatever, if you beep or you blink or you just bing bong or something.
Well, they usually get mad at me for something.
Nate gets stopped every time we travel because he has a chain around his neck that doesn't come off.
Uh-huh. And so what happens?
He has to stand there. They wand him. They swab him for explosives. They, like, pat him, make him unbutton his pants this last time and, like, roll them down.
I've had to do that.
They stick a toothbrush in my laptop.
Really?
What? Yeah. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, they stick a toothbrush in.
Oh, they swab it?
Whatever they do with it.
It's just see if you've been
there. And they had an ankle brace, and because his ankle is really messed up, and they was like, I'm going to need to see that ankle brace, sir. It's like, okay. And
that's
they were swabbing
right here.
It for explosives.
Oh, see, I...
And he's really good about it, too, because I would be so pissed.
And you know how I get. And we'll get some calls here, and then we'll move on. Because I want to get this answered. Because here's the thing. It does have relevance. This is relatable because it's the holiday season. Many people are flying. I am flying tonight. I was talking to Laura a couple nights ago about this, and I've been really good about... not complaining about going to Provo.
Good for you.
I complain here. I haven't been really good. I've been really good on the phone with her. But, man, she's like, okay, now, you have to be at the airport. The plane leaves at, whatever, 5. So you'll need to be there, the plane leaves at, 7. So you have to be there at, 5. And I said, well, can't I get there at, 6? She's like, no, because, it takes about an hour to get through security now. And it's like, that was it. I just lost it. And she was just on the receiving end of, another one of my stupid rants about the goddamn airport. Because it just makes me, there are few things I can think of, actually. In American society right now, there are a few subjects I can think of right now that immediately turn me into, the Hulk, faster than the airport.
Oh, we're not going to have the whole angry airport rant.
I'm not going to do it tonight because I haven't flown. It'll happen on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
I am one who used to enjoy traveling the world solo. You can't do that anymore.
No, not at all. I mean, it just... I'm not going to bitch about it today. But on Monday, I will have to do my little mini tirade again about the stupid airport security. Because it's just... There is just no worse feeling than just having some puny brain with the power over you. So, all right. Well, here we go. This is... Michael, do you have the answer?
I may have an answer.
All right.
An X-ray, I believe, obviously uses radiation, so there's a little concern there if I'm going through the airport and getting pumped full of radiation. The other thing is X-ray does certain things that are certain density. So I believe if you had an overcoat on with some sort of large mass buttons on it, you would see the buttons, but you wouldn't see the coat. The coat doesn't have enough density to it.
So if I wore
wouldn't actually see the person's skin. You may get an outline of a woman's naughty bits, but you wouldn't actually see them specifically in real life if she wasn't wearing clothes.
Well, what is the difference between seeing we have to be careful here, but what is the difference between seeing an outline of a penis, for example, and seeing the actual thing?
I think that would depend on Mr. $8 an hour with a gun description of what his job is.
Yeah, that's the other thing, is I don't trust when they're these photos will be destroyed. We won't show anybody.
To get, I believe, an MRI, which is something a little bit different, which they can't do at an airport, would actually show more detail of the actual
tissue
structure.
You'd have to lie down and be pulled through an assembly line.
I have to go through one of those big rotating tube things.
I have a good idea.
Those would be deafening.
I am going to market rubber underwear. So that way...
lead-lined underwear.
Well, that's the thing. When you go to get an X-ray, they give you a lead plate to put over your reproductive
system. Oh, when you go to the dentist. Man, with the dentist, they're not even aiming it at your body. They're aiming it at one of your molars.
Then they run for their lives and slam the door.
Yeah, do they do this to women? When you go to the dentist, they give you the lead apron?
Yeah, they give you the apron.
Yeah, it has lead in it.
You have to bite on that really pointy plastic thing.
Right, they put the plastic thing in, you bite down, they point the x-ray. Now, keep it, they're only pointing the x-ray at your goddamn teeth.
And Tim's right, they just bolt out of the room.
And
totally isn't safe.
And they run and they look through a little portal. Okay.
The question when you're at the dentist is they're aiming radiation at your head and they're blocking the rest of your body?
Well, that's the thing. Is they're like, well, we're going to block your junk. That's what it is. They're blocking. I remember being a boy and they told
me. But now Mr. $8 an hour gets to pump my junk full of radiation at the airport.
I remember being at the dentist. I'm 8 years old. And it's the weirdest thing because they're all, okay, now we want to protect your testes. It's okay. Don't even know what they're talking about. Put the lead apron on me. And they run out of the room and they look at you through the little porthole like this. Okay. And click, and I'm thinking, this thing is so powerful that they have to cover my scrotum, which is 3 feet away, when I'm 8 years old, and yet it's an inch away from my brain. I mean, it's pointed at my brain. I have to stop. I'm getting all worked up. All right.
Now, I do have a quick question. I am flying from Portland to a third world country in the next couple of weeks and attempting to be coming home.
Just going to Miami. What country?
Belize.
Have fun.
Yeah. Is there anything I should know about PDX before I go? Sarah, do you have any tips?
They make great Bloody Marys at the bar. okay. If you go through the security and go to the bar in the hallway down to the right,
Discount or anything?
No, but I didn't really have a problem. If you want to bring liquor on the plane, though, just put the little mini bottles in the plastic quart-sized bag you're allowed. Because you can bring as many as you want. Rick.
I'm sorry. Don't
angry
drink the
on
Kool-Aid
Monday.
In Belize.
Yeah, seriously.
And
yeah.
They'll throw out everything of yours. So if you have anything like toothpaste or anything like that, just make sure it's all in the bag.
Well, can I take a flask? Because they confiscated cologne that they said they thought was a flask.
Well, it's anything smaller than 3 ounces, since like mini bottles are only an ounce a piece.
I can take like a lot of them, right?
Yeah, you did. I had mine packed
hundreds,
full.
Hundreds.
Yeah.
Okay.
I brought like 8 and they didn't say anything.
All right, thank you, sir.
Oh, thank you.
All right, that's Michael. Yeah, it's the quart bag thing just drives me insane. Let's do one more, and then we have to get control of this. Otherwise, it's just going to be airport bitching. This is relatable, though. You can tell. Eric, hello, sir.
Hey, Rick. How you doing, buddy?
I'm okay. What's up?
The back scanner thing is, it's not X-ray. It's more of the magnetic, electromagnetic field stuff. But the way they, interesting enough, the way they got around the right to privacy issue is they used generic Ken and Barbie bodies and then just put your image into that. So they don't actually see your private goodies.
I don't understand.
They see generic private goodies.
I am so
Ken and Barbie?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like, you know, like just a generic body form of a man or a woman,
smiling
not there. Specifically of your size or shape.
Raggedy Ann.
Yeah. Yeah, with the red hair and all.
So how can they inspect your body if it's not your body? I am so
confused. Barbie, sir, your heart seems to be made out of felt. We're going to need to get you to an ER stat.
You have buttons for
are
eyes.
You aware that your intestines are packed with sawdust?
Would you please pull your string for me?
All right. Thank you, Eric. I don't even know what he's talking about. Thank you, sir.
I think we lost control over these
No, we've regained it right now.
No more shows, stories to panic, though, traveling.
A Kingston, New Hampshire woman is charged with stealing money from a fellow passenger on a flight into Manchester. Amanda Darling stole $90 from a passenger aboard a Southwest Airlines flight as the passenger slept. Police met the plane at the airport, and Darling appeared intoxicated, tried to walk away, and hit 2 officers. At that time, she was charged with assault, resisting arrest, and disorderly conduct.
Sweet.
Number 5, a Minnesota radio show, a zany morning show, offered to swap babies for PlayStation 3s and actually got calls from willing parents. Funny morning man Dave Ryan said his offer was, quote, a social experiment with shocking results. Ryan said he honestly didn't think parents would be willing to give up their children to a stranger for a video game.
And we made a couple of ground rules. We said you cannot call to check up on how the baby's doing, and we don't have a car seat. So we expected that would maybe dissuade some people from doing it, but people still called and said, that's okay for a PlayStation, take my baby.
Oh, those darn morning DJs. All right. Do we want a break here?
Sure, why not?
Let's try to break. Stay there. Be back after this. It's the Rick Emerson radio program. It's 503-733-2970. It is the Rick Emerson radio show. Later on, CNN radio correspondent Ed McCarthy will tell me how likely I am to die as a result of ice forming on the wings of my plane. Scott Daly's going to be here later on today. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson show.
I'm looking pretty scary. I'm like the ice on the plane.
Somebody
should cover this. Muddy River Nightmare Band, I'm looking in your direction. No, I'm busy. Here's the thing: is I'll be freaked out by the plane when I'm on there, and I hear the engines ramping up. I'm too busy being angered by the idiot security guys. It's 503. And the idea that the visa is sealed has never been opened. I can't. Oh,
yes, you can't do that until Monday, and even then, don't do it.
Here's Tim Riley.
So let's reboot A because okay. We have more things to irritate.
Man, fantastic. Best show ever. Okay, Reloaded. Yes.
So let's talk about this. Evil machine. This new high-powered screening device that's being called a virtual strip search. The ACLU believes this diabolical machine, known as the Backscatter, will show crystal-clear images of nude bodies to the salivating ne'er-do-wells running them. TSA Assistant Administrator Ellen Howe says... The X-ray system does no such thing.
This is not going to be an invasive technology.
No.
Backscatter does is it allows us to see through the person's clothes, but without seeing the image of their body. Just basically a chalk outline or cartoon-style outline of their body.
Okay. Like Bugs Bunny or Porky Pig.
As though it's a stick figure. Yeah. As though I'm a hangman character. Sarah and I just looked at a picture of this in action. That is not a chalk outline of a body.
Is that Yosemite Sam? Or...
yeah.
Or the Tasmanian Devil. Some cartoon.
It is every curve, every anything on your body.
A cartoon outline. They look through. I'm Homer Simpson. fantastic. All right.
Yes, Ellen Howe says it's absolutely impossible for the Internet to get a hold of these pictures.
The individual who will see these images will be located at a remote location. They will not be there in the room with the person, and they will be immediately disposed of. They will not be retained in any way by TSA.
Of course, and the Veterans Administration would never leave like 12 million veterans' personal information on a laptop that they left at a Greyhound station somewhere like 6 months ago. That would never happen either.
Of course, no.
So you don't have to do this, right?
You can also have a guy come in and grope your whatnot.
As long as there's no photographic evidence, I'm better with that.
The fact that I even have to choose between a guy peeling my clothes away and sitting there salivating behind a screen as he surveys every supple curve of my male physique, that I have to choose between that and some guy coming up and giving me the cupping. I don't want that.
Regular security, or is it if you're pulled aside for like extra screening?
It sounds to me like this is going to be a thing that everybody does. It sounds to me like, because they're already X-raying.
It's the newest thing.
Yeah, it's the latest craze. Mm-hmm. It's like a Furby. They're already X-raying your bag, so I mean, it seems like the next logical step is just to peel away all your clothing, virtually speaking.
Good God Almighty!
All right, here's. I swear to God. Now, I'm not advocating this, and I'm really not.
But you're thinking about it seriously.
And then we should stop talking about flying.
Because it makes me angry.
Yeah, and I don't like it. I like it better when we're laughing, not when you're ranting.
Flying is a joyous way to travel. We recommend it highly to everyone listening.
I am angry, but I'm not seething at this point. I'll be seething on Monday. I'm just saying, I'm not advocating this, of course, in no way. But are you, I really, it's like when I asked Roop if he was surprised that somebody hasn't killed OJ yet. Are you surprised that there hasn't been airport rage? And maybe there is and we're just not hearing about it.
I mean, they can make you disappear.
Well, no, I'm not saying you should, and I really am saying you shouldn't do it, because they could, that's...
Off to Gitmo you go with the orange suit.
That's the total, right in the back where they see if you float like a duck.
Ran down the toilet.
not so funny now, is it, funny man? The thing is, you don't want to screw with them at the airport because best case scenario, you miss your flight. Worst case scenario, they can put you on the no fly list, which is like you never fly anywhere again. You'd be like Izzy Stradlin, taking a bus across country everywhere. Like Liam Gallagher, who is forever banned from, I think it's British Airways. Liam Gallagher is banned for life, and that's just because he was like whizzing somewhere. But you punch somebody like in the TSA, you're not going to be flying ever again. So I'm not saying you should do it, but I am saying I am surprised that it hasn't happened. The number of unstable people in this country, the number of people in this country who are walking around on the edge of some nervous breakdown all the time, add to the fact that the number of people who are drunk in an airport at any moment, some guy decides to give you a wand in a private area of your body. I'm surprised that somebody hasn't punched one of those TSA screeners right in the goddamn face. It's wrong. You shouldn't do it.
But I'm just saying I'm surprised it hasn't happened.
All right. We're going to take a moment here. We're going to move on.
All right, we're moving on.
Fantastic. Well, Michael Richards will apologize in person to the four black men he targeted in a tirade of racial slurs. A retired judge will mediate the meeting and determine who's this retired judge. Doesn't say. Will determine maybe Judge Judy or Judge Wapner whether he should take any other action to resolve the matter. A cash settlement could be part of the resolution, and that should iron things out.
Mrs. Simpson, I'm offering you a big cash settlement.
Rubenstein, who is his newest PR guy, complimented attorney Gloria Allred, who is representing the four comedy club patrons, for recommending the meeting. Allred said Richard should meet with her clients to hear the pain he inflicted on them and apologize to them. She and the four men are scheduled to hold a press conference later today. Richard's best known as a wacky neighbor. Has been on a campaign of contradiction, of contrition.
Well, you know, and Gloria Allred, is she just the most hateable person on planet Earth?
She's an attention whore.
She
to the first degree.
She really, I mean, she really is the very definition of dragon lady.
With tacky wigs.
And I think that she has children, which means that at some point somebody had sex with her. I mean, and it's just, I mean, and that's not in the... That's not in the Don Knotts sort of, oh, it's kind of kooky.
That's what I was just
someone thinking. See, but I mean, there's two different levels to, I can't believe someone had sex with that. There's the Don Knotts, which is where you just picture him kind of going, you know, and like doing his Mr. Furley thing in like a bad denim suit, where it's just sort of kooky and hard to believe. It would just seem sort of comical. And then there's Gloria Allred, where you would have sex with her, and she would then gnaw through your neck and eat your head. She would cut your head right off and then begin sucking out your spinal fluid. She would absolutely do that, praying mantis style.
Well, it's so Portland, but the Portland City Council last night unanimously passed a resolution calling on the Bush administration to immediately withdraw U.S. troops in Iraq. So far, no comment from the White House.
Fantastic.
Lindsay Lohan back in the news. She was the last honoree to arrive at the GQ Awards at the Sunset Tower and secured her position as the person to meet others after dinner. Lindsay Lohan calmly addressed a tabloid report that she overdosed in mid-November. She explained she had been partying. Of course I'm going to drink, said she. And a doctor was called.
I'm 20.
But
of course
the story was exaggerated. She said she was no Marilyn Monroe overdosing in the bathroom. She actually overdosed in bed. The mood otherwise was upbeat throughout the dinner. Gore cracked jokes. Gore?
Who?
Al Gore was with... Wait a minute. What's
Why
going
would
on
Al Gore ever be in the same room as Lindsay Lohan?
Apparently, they dined together.
Is she really dull, or is he like much more of a player than I ever suspected?
Gore cracked jokes. It just feels
great. And I don't care.
To feel like I've won something. I guess he was talking about Lindsay Lohan.
What did he win?
Apparently some GQ award.
Crabs?
Maybe a tasteful table decoration for the holidays.
Okay.
Let's see here. Also, he sat with Forrest Whitaker, Jay-Z, Will Ferrell, and Johnny Knoxville.
Okay, what kind of weird party is this? Why are Johnny Knoxville, Forrest Whitaker, and Al Gore at a table? Is this a joke?
No. Apparently.
Literally, is it like Al Gore, Forrest Whitaker, and Johnny Knoxville walk into a bar with a Jew? I mean, I don't understand. All right. Well, never
That's
mind.
That's what happened at the...
you have Lindsay passing out?
This is GQ's Men of the Year Award.
Okay.
Which Lindsay Lohan apparently won in the
Of course. Fantastic. All right.
Wait, but that's also the same dinner that she spazzed out.
Is that the party where Will Ferrell called her a freak?
It doesn't say that.
All right. Excellent. Well, moving on. Let's be rid of that. Move on from that story.
We'll do something else.
All right. Excellent.
Let's move on to B here.
I'm reloading Bank B, and we are ready.
So who knows what party to believe in this continuing story. The one-time advisor to former New Jersey Democratic Governor James McGreevy is speaking out against the McGreevy's behavior and accusations. Golan Capel, who resigned from his post as McGreevy's Homeland Security advisor amid complaints about his lack of qualifications, refutes the governor's claims that he had a homosexual relationship with him. He appeared on the Larry King Show last night and he said McGreevy tried to keep him quiet.
You need to know, I didn't know any of this. During the negotiation, we talked about...
Is this Christopher Walken?
You need to know, I didn't know any of this. During the negotiation, we talked about sexual harassment. It took McGreevy a long time to admit to his lawyers that he sexually harassed me, and then they started to negotiate with me and offering money.
This is like a Christopher Walken doppel who grew up in, like, Islamabad or something. That's fantastic. And this is the guy, he was on Oprah, right? And he's writing a book or something?
He doesn't say anything about a book, but he might as well.
I think so. It's my secret shame.
He said he planned to take money from his former employer.
We were ready to settle it, but I think for McGreevy, the most important thing was that they want to know what will be the assurances that I would never, ever speak. And we tried to convince him, I mean, my attorney tried to convince him that that's going to be the case.
Mr. McGreevy! No, it's the actual guy. It was the governor who was on Oprah.
Right.
He's
and he wrote the book.
All right, okay.
Yeah. Meanwhile, from Georgia comes word, Martin Jackson faces charges including aggravated assault for trying to force his wife into the kitchen oven on Thanksgiving Day. The couple separated since July, started arguing during a Thanksgiving reunion in front of the children.
Oh.
From Jackson, Mississippi comes word, the state Supreme Court ruled Bill Cook's Hog Farm is operating legally. The justices upheld a permit from the Department of Environmental Quality granted to Cook in 2002. Residents complained for years that odor from the hog farm made them ill. But they said life must go on. West Virginia tourism officials plan to unveil West Virginia's Calling next spring, a new tourism campaign to try to attract travelers from surrounding states. So far, nobody's been able to find the road in there.
Patrick Rochelle was just, his business, he does something, some company where they work with like paper or trees or stumps or something. And so he had to spend 3 weeks in West Virginia. And literally every joke we've ever told about like sitting around the general store whittling a stick with your feet up on a barrel of nails. I mean, that was it, man. That was the epicenter of the town. That was like 9 o'clock on a Saturday night in West Virginia.
Here's another one from Georgia. A middle school security officer used a taser on a 6-year-old boy to break up a fight with a girl. The 11-year-old was shocked twice with the device at Jonesboro Middle School. He weighs 200 pounds. 11 years old, he weighs 200 pounds.
Where?
Georgia.
Well.
They refused to obey orders to stop attacking the girl, also 11, and the taser was used as a last resort. Well, he does weigh 200 pounds.
What are you going to do?
The two have been taken to the office to resolve an argument that started during lunch and spilled into the classroom.
It sounds like maybe lunch is the beginning of all of that kid's problems if he's 200 pounds at 11 years old.
The Sundance Film Festival announced that Seattle filmmaker Robinson Devers' documentary Zoo has been accepted into the 2007 festival's documentary competition. The film examines a widely reported case of an Umanclaw man who died in 2005 after having sex with a horse. I didn't know he died.
Oh, this is...
I thought the horse died.
No, well...
What's so shocking? Not the sex with the horse, but the fact he died.
Well, this is Washington State.
Is that Enumclaw? Is that city?
I don't know how to pronounce
Enumclaw?
It.
Enumclaw? Yeah.
Lycus...
Crazy name.
Lycus talks about this occasionally, because you will sometimes on the... I'm just reporting what happens on this radio station after we're gone.
Yes.
Occasionally, you will hear a caller to the Lycus show say, hey, Tommy, take me out Enumclaw style. And it will be, as I understand it, like a whinnying horse... And then the sound of a guy going like, and then that's it. Enumclaw, do you know the story with this guy? His name is...
There are so many of these things going on in Washington, it's hard to keep them separate. No, I didn't know that somebody died from it.
Oh, no, he died. And he died exactly... How do I put this? He was fond... He loved his horses. Or the horses of other people. He loved horses. And...
He's an equestrian.
Yes. he was with a horse, biblically speaking.
Platonically.
No.
To begin with.
No. Well, it started with...
Well, they knew each other for a while.
They knew each other socially.
They were becoming acquainted.
And then after a respectable period of time, they felt it was time to elevate the relationship.
The recording process.
Next level. He got the horse drunk on uppers. He and the horse were engaged in horseplay. Mm. And... did you ever have...
No, probably not. I think I know the answer to this.
Did you ever have a plastic drawstring trash bag in the kitchen? And you've just loaded...
A horse inside.
You've loaded so much...
Parts of a horse inside.
You've loaded so much trash into it that then when you pull up on the... Drawstring. When you pull up on the drawstrings of the trash bag, something in the bottom of the trash bag, perhaps a wine bottle or similarly shaped object, just pushes right through the bottom of the bag.
So he pulled on the horse's drawstring.
And then all of the contents of the bag spill out. This story has nothing to do with the man having relations with a horse in any way. It's a completely unrelated anecdote. Anyway,
what is this movie rated?
J for Jesus Christ Almighty. The thing about this movie is apparently, and this is a true story, this is a news story, by the way. This was the most viewed news story. It's not the Seattle Post-Intelligencer anymore, it's Seattle Times. This is true. This is the single most viewed news story on the SeattleTimes.com website for the year 2005. By like a 10-to-1 margin, more people read this news story than any other. There was apparently, for animal enthusiasts, a known farm in the Enumclaw area where you would go after hours for a little rendezvous.
So the Palomino Club.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And you would go there, and it was the preferred destination for those who wanted to be closer to God.
It was the Mustang Club.
Creatures.
It's like the Washington version
the Mustang Ranch.
The Mustang Ranch.
not with real Mustangs. Anyway, he's dead, and they're making a movie about him. There you go.
What was said at his funeral?
I don't know.
Would anyone like to share some memories? Is there anyone attendance to...
Mr. Riley.
I don't think anything... Oh, by the way, this film is being shown in Utah.
Oh, yeah, it's at Sundance.
Yes.
Oh, I should totally go. Oh, fantastic. All right. Here's Tim Riley from the Ministry of Truth.
Hollywood's most hated website has just made some new enemies. Seven of Tinseltown's top photo agencies are threatening to sue the popular celebrity spewing ParisHilton.com for allegedly stealing their pictures. Paris claims to be making a fortune off of exploiting pictures taken by the photographers. He blatantly violates copyright and makes advertising revenues off other people's works.
Well, because he just takes a bunch, as I understand it, just takes a bunch of photos from other gossip sites. Now, and Sarah, to her credit, when she does this, she will leave the watermark intact, or she'll, you know, use a hot link to the site so you know where she got it from. Perez Hilton's whole thing is just like steal a bunch of other people's work.
Then doodle a bunch of crap on it.
Yeah, so nobody else can use it. And, I'll be the first to say that
And it sounds dorky, but there is a code when you're a blogger. You know,
I what
know,
is that
code? Does sound nerdy.
The okay, blogger code.
It
good
is.
Practice.
You've got to respect. I hate you. You respect your other bloggers. You know, and you give them credit. If they sought out the story before you and you take their picture, you've got to reference them. Make sure that they get the credit they deserve. Yeah.
This has been the blogger code with Sarah X. Dillon. I read Perez Hilton's site, but that doesn't mean that I like that guy. I really... He just puts off a bad vibe for some reason. He just puts off a vibe that... You just long to see him hit with a shovel somehow. Not that
he
people
will
should
be.
Do that. Oh, no, it's coming. That guy's going to get here.
I guess he's getting a reality show and all kinds of... I've never actually seen him speak. I bet he's just so much more unlikable.
He's a terrible person, I can say to you. Here's Tim Riley. So that's that. All right, fantastic. Have you read something that offends your delicate sensibilities? Is your back still wet?
I don't know where to go with that. A guacamole story. Where's the avocado? This probably doesn't translate well to read, but let's give it a shot anyway. Not that that matters. Holy guacamole! That's the issue of a lawsuit filed against Kraft Foods by a Los Angeles woman who claims the company's avocado dip doesn't qualify as guacamole. It just doesn't taste avocado-y, said Brenda Lifsey.
That's not a word.
That's avocado-y. She made it up.
Okay.
Or her attorney. Who used Kraft Dips guacamole on a three-layer dip last year. I looked at the ingredients and found there was almost no guacamole to it. She's seeking unspecified damages in a superior court order barring Kraft from calling its dip guacamole.
Really? Is that all of it? How empty must this woman's life be that she's suing because, quote, it's not avocado-y enough? Mm-hmm. All right.
The government doesn't have any requirements on how much avocado a product must contain to be labeled guacamole,
Okay. Says
the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Kraft hasn't seen the lawsuit, but believe it, they haven't been deceiving anyone. We think customers understand it isn't made from avocado. said the Kraft Food Vice President. All the ingredients are listed on the labels for customers to reference.
Who wants to know exactly how the guy in Enumclaw died?
I guess so.
Thank you. Thanks for taking one for the team. This is from Todd the Corpse.
Come on, come on, come on!
Rick, just a clarification, Lycus is Enumclaw style. It's porn music, whinnying, quote, pleasure moans, end quote, then a scream and a horse galloping away. By the way, the guy died from an exploded colon. Here's Tim Riley.
Time for Geek Watch.
Here's your Geek Watch.
Ugh, this high-speed modem is intolerably slow.
In the Quasar Dilemma, remember you used to...
Just a television show. That's all, okay?
Right, but... Because we were wondering if the quantum flux... Now, just listen on
there. There is no quantum flux. There's no auxiliary. There's no goddamn shit. You got it?
Energize.
Here comes a special day for Halo fans, first of all. December 4th will mark the beginning of the first registration phase of the Halo 3 beta, which is expected to open its doors in the spring of 2007. Also during that day, there will be a TV commercial for Bungie's upcoming game in the form of a CG animation created by Hollywood FX studio called Digital Domain. This, of course, means there will be no actual gameplay footage shown, but some cinematic type of look. Something like the last screenshot we added to our Halo 3 gallery, which is a frame from said commercial. After being aired on Monday during Monday Night Football, I'm just going to keep continuing reading this. It'll make sense to somebody. The 60-second trailer will be made available in HD resolution on Xbox Live Marketplace Tuesday, December 5th, and most probably on regular download websites and locally soon after.
You have no idea what you're reading.
I'd rather hear about a horse in Enumclaw.
Well, here's the thing about...
Oh, by the way, another pacifying report comes from 1IP, who got in touch with Microsoft and learned that the fans will have numerous other locations to get into the beta, if next week's registrations will be the first such opportunity. The Bungie website was updated with the following mention. Don't panic, the Halo 3 beta will be available in the U.S., Europe, and elsewhere in the world.
Okay. There you go.
Thank goodness that was short.
All this means I'm going to have...
I'm sure you kids will...
It just means I'm going to have to buy an Xbox 360. That's the thing. They're just going to screw me into buying an Xbox 360 because the Halo 3 is not going to be playable on the original Xbox. That's what that means. By the way, you geeks out there, it's high time somebody's created a kooky morning-style parody song about Halo. Like, what is that? You know, Halo, Halo again. Or the... what's that Lionel Richie song? What's the...
Hello? In the ceiling?
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, the one where he's making the head?
Yeah. Hello! It's the game you're learning about! And then, like, with a bunch of, like, you know, game over sound effects. Now, whatever. There's your Geek Watch for whatever the hell. Friday.
By Grabthar's hammer, by the sons of Warvan, I shall avenge you.
Next.
Ooh, loneliness and cheeseburgers are a dangerous mix.
All right. Rick, those scanners are a kind of X-ray scanner that, unlike the dental X-ray, where the X-rays go through you, some of these scanners at the airport, these scanners bounce rays off high-density things, such as a body, but go through low-density things like clothing. They will be able to see anything and everything under your clothes. It is no Barbie doll pasting trick. All right, there you go. That's exactly what you want. Some dropout nitwit at the airport able to determine whether you're a C or a D. That's going to feel good. Let's see. Bob Costantini reminds me of Droopy or Grumpy or whatever the hell that cartoon dog is. Bob Costantini has the appeal of a one-day sale. I wouldn't be surprised if he sleeps in a coffin. Regardless, I think he hates you more than anything else. Please continue with Bob. Hopefully one of these days you will get an I quit this bitch out of him. Oh, good God. All right. Rick, about Bob Costantini. Peter Jennings is more animated. Yes, I know he's dead. Point made. Let's see. What else?
It's amazing we saw him before he died.
Oh, Peter. Peter Jennings. You're right. At K2, where we were not invited
to speak.
Even as Fisher employees, we were not invited to speak. Peter Jennings. What was he even here for? He was speaking
about debate.
He was speaking about something or other, and they had...
I remember he wore black stretch socks.
And that... Really?
Yeah.
Like the kind with little garters?
Well, he kept pulling up his socks, and they went up to his knees.
Oh. And then Lars Larson was on stage. It was Peter Jennings, Lars Larson, some other guy, and then like Tim and I, who at the time worked with the company station to K2. We were colleagues, employees. Tim Riley and I, can we speak? No, sit down. And we said, shoved us like way in the back.
They love their radio division.
Really? Okay. Let's do one more and then we'll take a break here.
The most wonderful time of the year? Go tell it to Walmart. Today, the retailer is expecting to announce, based on its own estimates, that sales for November fell for the first time in a decade. In a season that has been having healthy numbers from retailers, Walmart has been lackluster, to say the least, said Adrian Shapira of Goldman Sachs. Houston, there is a problem. And exactly what is the problem? Well, given its size, even the slightest misstep is magnified, and this season Walmart has made several alienating shoppers with designer clothing and disruptive store remodeling.
You know, this, somebody made the best comment about this. I forget who it was. It was somebody on FARC or something. They made the best comment, which is that really the biggest problem, the biggest mistake Walmart ever made was offering that morning after pill. Because just think about how much that must decimate their future customer base.
Well, that, and apparently Walmart has fallen down because they haven't added sleeker electronics to their stock. Now most Americans just go to Walmart to buy laundry detergent and socks.
Fantastic.
As it should be.
Thank you, Scotty. All right, it's 503-733-2970. I was right there. I wanted to see what it was. Scotty told me he had an exciting new sounder for me. Good God Almighty. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Sarah, I'll play us out here. 503-733-2970. The Rick Emerson Show. Scott Daly's going to be up here in just a few. Ed McCarthy. Later on, we revisit the Ministry of Truth with Tim Riley. We have to do the Insta poll about the grandma got run over by a reindeer thing. And we ask, what is the single most irritating toy you can give a small child to play with? You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere. We're back after this.
Where I'm lying, God in heaven.